Ronan Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
The Irish Examiner's Clodagh Finn opens her report in today's paper with the line, "You could hear a pin drop in the court in Texas." She was listening to Irishman Paul Kiernan, who was speaking at a hearing relating to the Boeing 737 MAX crashes several years ago, which killed hundreds of people. The hearing in Texas was to consider a compensation offer by Boeing to the families of those killed. Paul Kiernan, who lost his partner Joanna Toole, said that he came to the hearing so that Boeing would see the human cost of their decisions. Boeing is offering $500 million to the families. Paul Kiernan said he rejected the offer, as did Nisha Connolly Ryan, who lost her husband Mick Ryan in the Ethiopian 737 crash. She said she wanted justice for Mick and the others who died, and along with the other families, wants the judge to appoint an independent expert to monitor Boeing's safety compliance. There's a photo of a brick wall in the Irish Examiner, and on it is a piece of paper saying site notice. And underneath that, the text tells you that you can get up to €30,000 to refurbish a vacant property. It's an ad from the government and is just one of several varied references to the accommodation crisis in the papers this morning. For example, the front page of the Irish Times says the government is considering following other European countries and time limiting its support for refugees. Former Government Minister Dermot O'Hearn, writing in the Irish Daily Mail, says the government built houses for refugees coming from the Northern Troubles in the 1970s, so it should be possible now. The front page of the Irish Examiner has the same story and also reports housing targets may be hit by a serious fall in the number of people registering for apprenticeships. Beside that story, the Examiner has a report that some hotels may refuse to renew their contracts to accommodate refugees because they're awaiting payment from the government. And on government payments, the Irish Independent front page says that thousands of health workers are waiting nearly a year for pensions increases because the HSE is unable to update its computer payroll systems. In other stories, the Irish Examiner tells us that there's a growing problem of pet pigs being abandoned around the country. They were bought during the pandemic and now their owners no longer want them. And the Irish Independent carries the news that the Gardaí have decided that Garda dogs will wear body cams to be used in hostage-taking situations and stakeouts, while the Irish Times says that motorists in Limerick are the best in the country at paying parking fines, with over 90% of fines paid compared to 60 or 70% being paid elsewhere. Two gender stories in the papers today, one in the Irish Independent and one in the Irish Daily Mirror. The Independent reports that the country's local authorities have released their gender pay gap information. And in the case of 13 of them, the gap is 7% in favour of women. And the Mirror reports on the work of a researcher from a Swiss university on gender stereotypes in the workplace. He writes that, for example, nursing as a predominantly female profession is described as social and caring, whereas if it was a job done mostly by men, it would be described as requiring authority and being physically demanding. The Irish News is covering President Michael D. Higgins and his call to ban homework for school children. Columnist Chris Donnelly says, contrary to what Michael D. Higgins says, children wouldn't spend the extra time more creatively. Instead, he says Irish children would use the time to get on TikTok or playing the latest version of FIFA. He says where homework is really valuable is when adults get involved, and that the president should be calling instead for more parents to do homework.